Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Radio Network Sports Update.
Here's Sports Update from One Bills Drive. Deion Dawkins was next man up when it came to contract extensions. The Bills left tackle, entering his fourth season with the team, signed a new deal Thursday that will keep him in Buffalo through the 2025 season. Dawkins has started 43 of the 48 games that he has played in his three seasons. The four-year extension was worth a reported $60 million. First, it was George Kittle and the 49ers agreeing on a long-term deal, and it was quickly followed within hours by the Chiefs and their tight end, Travis Kelce. Kittle's deal was 5 years, $75 million, while Kelce signed a new four-year, $57 million extension. The lack of an off-season workout program due to the COVID-19 pandemic has left rookies and young players with an uphill battle in the fight for playing time during training camp. That's the case echoed by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick, who told reporters this week, quote, "They're in deep water and turbulent water, and it's going to get rougher," end quote. Entering his 21st year as the Patriots head coach, Belichick compared this offseason to the 2011 lockout. NFL official opt-out deadline came and went on Thursday, with a total of five on-field NFL officials and two replay officials opting out for 2020. The league is expected to add perhaps a half dozen more officials in the coming weeks to ensure it has enough personnel to cover for potential illnesses and quarantines over the next 6 months. Five more NHL Stanley Cup playoff games on tap today, starting right now as the Coyotes and Avalanche just dropped the puck for game two of their series, with Colorado leading 1-0. Later on, it's the Canadiens and the Flyers, the Canucks and the Blues, and the Islanders and the Capitals, all Game 2 series. And then the nightcap is the Stars and the Flames as they square off for Game 3. That series is tied at 1. And finally, the lights will be back on downtown at Salem Field as the Blue Jays will begin a 3-game set with the Tampa Bay Rays. First pitch set for 6:37. That is your sports update here at One Bills Drive on One Bills Live, broadcasting from the Seneca Studios. And it is time now to hear from the offensive and defensive coordinators for the Bills, Brian Daboll and Leslie Frazier. We're going to start with Daboll. Both of these men addressed the media today on Zoom calls, and we've pulled some of their more poignant comments today as they addressed a multitude of topics. And for Daboll, I don't think there are any major surprises here in what he had to offer. I don't know where you come down on that, Steve, but, you know, he's a guy that's pretty methodical with his answers. He comes from the Bill Belichick school.
Sure.
So I don't think he ever wants to be too revealing. He doesn't get anywhere near scheme, and you understand why. But he had some good things to say, so we wanted to bring some of those to light. Chiefly among those was how he is handling the condensed practice schedule here, because if there's anything that's been really lost for an offense that's hard to get back in short order, it's timing in the passing game. which I know you can speak to. But let's first listen to Coach Daboll and what he has to say, and then I want you to kind of react to his comments.
I think there's always a sense of urgency for us. That'll never change. And there's always, you know, we always aim to be fast-paced in everything that we do, from drill to drill, practice to practice, meeting to meeting. You need to have that, you know, regardless of the circumstances, what they are, you need to have that as a professional, whether it's normal or whether, you know, there's time cut a little bit. So, again, we're really focusing on all the stuff that we can control, and trying to get better every day.
So, I mean, a lot of what he said was generalized in nature, Steve, but earlier in the offseason, we had a chance to talk to Coach McDermott and we had a chance to talk to Coach Daboll. We said, what is the biggest thing that's missed by not having OTAs, by not having mini camp, and by having a truncated training camp schedule? And they said timing in the passing game.
Yeah, it's right now it's an academic exercise. They're sitting in meetings watching film. They're talking it over. They're watching themselves on film, watching plays from last year. They're watching – you know, X's and O's move around on a sheet, that kind of stuff. It's all school learning. It's all in classroom learning.
And now, they got on the field today, full speed, no pads. So maybe it looked a little bit more like real football today.
And you quickly learn why they say, well, it's an academic exercise anyway. Well, it's way different when you line up and try to run the thing. Even when you're running against air, it's a big step from getting out of the classroom, getting on the field, lining up and watching the ball come out. And then when you put in a defense, I mean, it's, you know, it changes 100% again, where you've got guys physically trying to keep you from doing the thing that you think you just learned and haven't really run through yet. And this is in a time when, in a normal year, Brownie, and today, by the way, is the Bills in a normal year would be in Baltimore getting ready for a game tonight.
Right, yeah. Right?
This is last night or tonight was the first preseason game.
Yeah, tonight, I believe.
Right. They're supposed to be in Baltimore today getting ready to play tonight. And it happens constantly in preseason games, and I remember going through this a number of times where you're going to get in, and even guys like me got reps in a game at wide receiver. Well, you're in there running a wide receiver, they're calling plays. You're running plays you have not even had a chance to practice. Not once. That's in a normal year because, you know, in my case, it was Andre Reed and Don Beebe and James Lofton. They ran this play a couple of times, and then it was the third group of guys or the fourth group or the second group of guys that I wasn't a part of. They ran it with the guys. Then I got out, and they called different plays for me. But when we got in the game, they called their plays. So I'm running through in an actual game of plays I've never practiced with, and certainly not with the quarterback that's throwing it tonight, you know. So – that happens in a normal year. What do you think's gonna?
What are you doing now?
What are you doing now? You'll probably see these players run through a tenth of the playbook live on the field against a defense.
And there's less experimentation on the part of coordinators too. Like, hey, we put these new things in for this year. I'm curious to see how they look. I don't know if we really have time to see if it's gonna work.
Well, like, I don't really have time to see if the new guy can do the new stuff. I want to see the guys who are actually going to run it do it.
Yeah.
So the new guys can just wait their turn and run the basic stuff.
Yeah.
It's a real problem.
Yeah.
I think it's the problem for all training camps is reps.
Yeah. Now, if there is a feather in the Bills' cap, it was the fact that they were bringing all five starters back from last year's offensive line. That is out the window now as well, as John Feliciano is out indefinitely with the torn pectoral muscle that required surgery right as players were reporting back to One Bills Drive. He's hoping to be back by week four, but the beginning of the season is going to go on without him. So here is Coach Daboll on evaluating the five starting offensive linemen and how things might shape up at right guard.
You got to make the most out of this training camp with what we have, which is fine. You know, we have plenty of time to go ahead and go out there and practice, but we have to do a great job as coaches in our planning and our preparation for it. And the players are going to have to do a great job of going out there day by day and really laying it on the line so we can get a full evaluation of all the guys. And then, you know, once that settles in, we figure out who the best five are for us. And then, you know, you're always going to have to mix and match linemen because you never know when you're going to need one to play another spot. So there's always a challenge every year when we get to this time of year in terms of, you know, he's playing right guard. He played right guard today, but now he played left guard. Now he played right tackle. Where is he going to play? Like, a lot of them play a lot of positions, and versatility is really important for that spot.
And he was addressed – he was asked specifically about the newest addition at guard, which is Brian Winter. So let's get right to that from Coach Dable before Steve and I kind of react to some of these comments.
He's a veteran who's been working really hard to pick up our playbook, studies, ask good questions, articulate. You know, he has experience playing, particularly in our division. So it'll be good once the pads come on to really get a good evaluation of all our offensive linemen and see where they fit and who the best five are.
I think he's going to be right in that mix at right guard. A veteran player with his experience and his ability and his mobility, Steve, which we've talked about, the lack of screen plays in this offense, this guy can execute that stuff. He's nimble.
Yeah, people are watching us on MSG. They got a picture of him in the Jet uniform. He's got that huge shoulder harness on, which was one of the hallmarks of his later career in with the Jets, is that he was a warrior. He played hurt, and he was in there battling. And then finally he succumbed to the pain in the shoulder, had to get it fixed. But, yeah, that is the kind of guy – that is, I think, is an absolutely brilliant pickup, and certainly it was fortuitous that the Jets had to kick him to the curb because of salary considerations, because of cap considerations. But, man, oh, man, he's a really good player. It's that he came at the perfect time when John Feliciano tore his pec. I'm not sure that they wouldn't have grabbed him anyway, even if John Feliciano was 100% healthy. That's how good he is. And if you want to get better, you need good players. And he certainly fits that bill. The fact that he's a veteran puts him light years ahead of the other guys that are vying for that position, the young guys.
Yeah. And Darrell Williams is another guy that we anticipate might be over there and in the mix. And who knows, maybe some of the young players will be in there too. We'll know for sure on Monday when we get our first look. And we should remind fans that we intend to be streaming the first early portions of practice that we can be out there to bring some of the action to you, knowing you, the fans, can't attend practice. So keep a lookout for that on our streaming platforms at BuffaloBills.com. We'll be Maddie, Glab, and myself out there on the field bringing you the action, at least in the early goings, much like we've done in past years. So stay tuned for that coming your way Monday morning.
Yeah, this has all been so unusual. Even talking to the coordinators, that we're getting a chance to hear their sound with Brian Dable, and we'll hear from Leslie Frazier here in a moment as well. But usually it's every day. You can come out there to training camp, and you just stand as close as you are, even closer than you are to me.
Oh, I'm bringing my binoculars on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
We're going to be – the practice is going to – practice is going to be an event that you're not invited to, even though you're inside the fence. I mean
– yeah, masks on and everything.
Masks on and binoculars.
Yep. It's going to be different.
It's going to be very, very different. It's already completely different. But these guys, and in some respects, some of them probably like it because it does take something off their plate during training camp when they've got 1,000 things on their plate. Getting up and going over and standing in front of a scrum of media guys every morning is something that they could probably do without.
Yeah.
But for all of us, it's just normal everyday occurrence, and it's been taken away, and it's going to be different. But I can't wait to get into a live padded practice again.
And that's Monday, so we're all looking forward to it.
That'll really signal that we're closer.
Coach Frazier also addressed the media, and he had a very enlightening thing that he shared with the media today. He was asked about, you know, everybody's talked about how the players have had to deal with this condensed schedule and getting up to speed and the ramp-up period and making adjustments after having no time on the field in the spring. Well, what about the coaches? How are they going to make do with less time to get players ready, to evaluate and make the right decisions for the roster? How are they going to handle all that? Well, they tapped in to a Hall of Fame coach who's done it before. One Joe Gibbs, who has 3 Super Bowl titles, one of which was won during the strike-shortened 1982 season. So Coach Frazier tells us about how they got in contact with Joe Gibbs and how he addressed the entire Bills coaching staff.
You know, so it's funny you bring up the 82 season. We had Coach Joe Gibbs to come in and talk to our staff on Zoom during the off season about that 82 season. Of course, they ended up winning the Super Bowl. So we wanted to get a feel from him, you know, what it was like, the preparation, all the time apart as a staff from your players, kind of what we've gone through. And then once you come back together, you know, what's the message to the guys? And he did a really, really good job of just impressing upon all of us just to embrace this moment and look at it as an opportunity, because, you know, some teams aren't going to prepare as well as other teams. And we want to be one of those teams who's best prepared. And that gives you the best chance to succeed. So, yeah, we tried to draw on some of those experiences of what we went through in 82 and what we experienced in 2011 as well, and try to incorporate that into this without, you know, having any sense of panic, because eventually things will work out. And the teams that do embrace this and approach it the right way, those are the teams that will have the best chance to succeed in this, you know, new environment.
This is where the way Coach McDermott sweats the details puts this team ahead of probably two-thirds of the league from the drop.
Right.
I mean, just having enough presence of mind to stop and think to himself, what other coaches have had to deal with a truncated offseason, seeing practice schedules completely wiped off the map in the spring? Who's done that? And he went all the way back to the 82 strike season. I mean, we're talking about something that's 35 years in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, Joe Gibbs is a Hall of Famer for a good reason. That guy's a great organizer, manager, leader.
He not only did it in 82, he did it again in 87, which was the other strike year, and won a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
so
really
you want
good.
To talk about a font of knowledge in it for a situation like this, it's that guy. Yeah. I don't know if you can think of anybody better.
Yeah, then he also did it in NASCAR as well. Did the exact same thing. He went over and switched sports and was highly successful there too. It's a great idea to bring him in and give him some insight as to how it happened. And Coach Frazier's right. Leslie's right. The teams that embrace this and exploit it are the ones that are going to be
find
successful.
Find a way.
At least find a way. And it's going to be so interesting to see this season kick off. Because it is going to kick off.
And you're going to know real quick who was ready and who wasn't.
Yeah, right?
Oh, man, are you.
Right? That's think about it.
There's going to be two or three teams with their pants down.
Because you think about this, Brownie. We're in this thing. We see how airtight it is here at One Bills Drive. You see how airtight it is, you know, on Hard Knocks with L.A. Chargers and L.A. Rams. You see they've got video surveillance in Seattle. They caught that guy. Just cut him. Forget it. Let me tell you something. It's getting more and more real to me. There ain't no pipe dream. They are going to get to the first week of the season. Yeah. They are going to kick it off, and the NFL is going to happen live. And how long it lasts, I don't know. What's going to look like in Monday when guys get tested again, how the hotel went, all of that stuff. But it's going to kick off, and we aren't going to see a down of it until they do.
Yeah.
We're not going to see a single live snap until they kick it off on that Thursday night game, Chiefs, Texans. That is amazing.
Going to be something.
Because the
it's
NFL,
like going from 0 to 100 in like a drop of a hat.
The NFL is, I mean, it is a million layered business, man. You got nuts and bolts down on the field, and you've got this cat, you know, this stratospheric financial thing going on at the top. I mean, it is unbelievable. And it is dark until September 13th. We don't know it. And usually they're using this as content. They're pumping it up. ESPN and the games, they got trailers and they got teases and they got interviews with players and they're live. And they got guys yucking it up on the practice field and all that. None of it. It's zero.
Yeah.
You get got faces on computer screens.
You want me to get you a helmet?
It's unbelievable.
I think you're ready.
I cannot
believe. I got some athletic tape in my bag, too. I get your wrists all ready.
The amazing part about it is they're going to flip the switch, and it's going to go.
Steve's ready now.
It's going to take off, and I don't know whether it's going to be a jet engine on an aircraft carrier or one of those old NASA rockets that went and went right back down to the ground. Right? Something's going to happen.
All right.
And I just cannot.
I don't know if you're going to make it. I mean, at this pace, Steve, you're going to be exhausted before we even get to September.
And listen, we're going to get a sip of water in this desert on Monday. They're going to be in pads. They're going to actually do some football. Yeah. So how good has that got to feel for the players? Oh, my gosh. Finally, something normal.
I know we're tight on time, so guys in the control room, let's skip bite number two and go right to number three. Leslie Frazier addressed the cornerback competition opposite Trey White, which is chiefly expected to be between Josh Norman and Levi Wallace. Here are Coach Frazier's thoughts on that.
With the experience that Josh brings to the table, that really sets him apart in a lot of ways. But he's coming in with a chip on his shoulder. Things didn't end the way he wanted them to end in Washington. So hopefully that'll bode well for us. Levi has done a really good job for us. He's continued to improve every year. And so I think it's going to be a really good competition, and we're going to benefit from that competition. Looking forward to when we start going fast, when we get the pads on, and just see how it all plays out.
And that's what it's going to come down to. And obviously they have a much bigger book on Levi Wallace than they do on Josh Norman, although Coach McDermott has a prior book, but that was a much different Josh Norman that was franchise tag worthy in 2016 as opposed to the one that's walking in the door now in 2020. Can he get back to that level of play is the big question on his side. And Levi has done a lot, as we know, to improve his physical stature, adding 10 pounds of lean muscle. How much better a player is he?
Think about it. You've got two, and you can say this about Levi Wallace. We kind of still think of him as a young player here. Now he's a two-year starter in the National Football League at corner. That's big. That's a lot of experience. That's a lot of snaps, and it's a lot of confidence that he's probably got now that he maybe didn't have, you know, when he was an undrafted rookie free agent.
Yep.
This is a guy that deserves to be right in the middle of this competition. And if he goes to another team, he's the type of guy that's like, you know what, he's going to start for them too. That's just the kind of guy he is. This is not any, by any stretch of the imagination, a foregone conclusion. But they did bring competition in for him because I think they want to get better. I think that's going to be a really intriguing thing to watch because you heard Leslie Frazier. Josh Norman has got a chip on his shoulder. He wants to be on the field. But a lot of guys have tried to get Levi Wallace out of that spot, and they can't do it.
And I'm just going to say I've talked to some people that, you know, kind of serve in the same role that I do here down in Washington, and they told me that you don't want to have any kids by the sidelines when Josh Norman's at practice, yeah. Which we don't have to worry about because we don't have fans at training camp.
Right.
But the jaw-jacking that Josh Norman engages in, and sometimes this is just to get yourself juiced up. A lot of players right. Do that just to get themselves juiced up. Apparently, that's what Josh Norman does. There's going to be a lot of jaw-jacking on the field when Josh Norman's out there in team going against the offense because that's just how he works.
Right.
And he will talk people down into the ground, apparently. You're going to hear him out on the field. Hopefully, his play backs it up. Do we have time for one more, guys? I know it's a long one. We can wait till the next segment if you want. Let me know what you guys want to do here. Evaluation of the roster with no preseason games. Leslie Frazier on that.
That's exactly the dilemma that we've been talking about all along, you know, being able to properly evaluate this roster. And then you consider the fact that you're down from 90 to 80 guys. So the rep count situation really makes a difference. And you can't just take the approach that we've taken when we were up at St. John's Fisher because the numbers are a lot different. So it's a little bit of a dilemma, but it's something that we have to be able to figure out because there are so many factors that go into having your backups properly prepared. You just don't know if you're going to lose someone for circumstances that are completely out of their control beyond an injury on the field. So we've got to make sure we're giving those young guys their reps and at the same time getting the vets, the reps that they need to be prepared for September 13th. So it's something that we're trying to balance and trying to work through as we go. We think we have a pretty good plan, but you know we'll tweak that you know as we need to. But it's going to be important for us to strike that balance, and, you know, the proper number of reps for evaluations, and yet being able to get our veterans the reps they need as well. And then the other part of that, because you don't have preseason games, how much are you going to allow contact, full contact in practice compared to what you would have done if you had a preseason game? So, you know, we got to work through that as well. And I would imagine you know, just in talking with Sean, that we're probably going to have more full contact drills than we've had in the past for that reason. And so, you know, you're holding your breath a little bit when you do that in practice, but it's probably something that's necessary this year. So we got to, you know, work through all of those things, which are a little bit different than what we've had to deal with in the past.
So yeah. After he said that this morning, I did tweet that out, that the plan is for more full contact practice, because you have to do it. You got to callus up your players, get them used to hitting again, and you don't have the preseason to do that.
Right.
Which raises the risk, because at least in a preseason game, Steve, you only have half your guys out there at any point in time going against the opponent. When you do full contact in practice, it's all of your guys.
Right.
Is unnerving to coaches.
Two guys get hurt, one on each side of the ball, and they're both on your team.
Yeah.
Right? So
it's unnerving for coaches.
It is. And the players, it's rare in the NFL, particularly with preseason games, it's rare that you would ever have a full go scrimmage where you're tackling guys. And I'll tell you what, even as a player, when I played, I remember thinking that to see a full scrimmage in practice is awkward when you see the guys get tackled. It's awkward. It's like, whoa, you know, like, hey.
That's one of our guys.
Yeah. It's like, and it makes you cringe almost because both sides of it. In a game, that kind of it goes away. But you can't go into a game and that's the first time you've tackled somebody in 8 months since the week 17 or the wild card game last year.
It's going to have to be to the ground to a certain extent, isn't it?
To a certain extent, you got to get ready to do that. And that's exactly what guys don't want to do without having it mean something.
Yeah.
This is strictly just to get through it so you can get used to it again. Yeah, that makes you cringe when you think about it.
It was
really
an effective
does.
Way that Coach Frazier kind of painted the picture. It was what these coaches are looking at and what they have to get accomplished here in a very shortened run-up to the regular season, absent four preseason games to boot. So it will be a challenge. Everybody's talked about the challenge that the players face. The coaches might even have a more uphill battle. They got to make the right calls on the roster, make the right evaluations with less time to evaluate players, and get the team ready for the regular season without four preseason games. Everybody forgets about the job the coaches have. They might have the biggest uphill battle of them all.
Yeah.
We got to take a break, but when we come back, a little NFL, true, false, for Steve and I to digest. We'll have that for you next here on One Bills Live, presented by Kaleida Health. This is Buffalo Bills Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's NFL True False time here on One Bills Live. Chris Brown, Steve Tasker with you as we are motoring our way up to the top of the hour and the end of the show. And as we know, NFL True False brought to you by Yancey's Fancy. Yancey's Fancy, New York's artisan cheese.
Let's go.
Number one, NFL True False, Steve. Steelers are a Super Bowl contender if Ben Roethlisberger is healthy. What say you?
I got to think, yeah. He throws it. They've got a good defense. They almost made the playoffs last year without him in week two.
They have a top five defense.
There you go.
Their defense was top five last year with almost no offense. They were kind of like the Bills in 2018.
And I think they've got – I think Juju Smith-Schuster is a better, much better receiver than we've seen him be without Ben.
And let's remember
Antonio
this.
Antonio Brown.
When the Bills beat him last year in their building 17-10, no Roethlisberger, Juju was out that week. And so was James Conner.
Yeah. So, there you go. Yes, I think they are. I think they're good. I think Ben Roethlisberger makes them great. Their defense is keeping them in ball games.
Top five.
And I bet you, with Ben in the game, they're going to say, listen, we're going to win this division. Forget about the Baltimore Ravens. And they got every reason to. So, yes, I say true. I say true. I've got a lot of faith in Ben Roethlisberger. I think he's a difference maker.
And I think he'll be hungry this year after missing all the last year for the most part. So, yeah, as long as he's got his horses around him. Now, that division's a little different now.
Oh, sure.
I mean, Baltimore just took the league by storm last year with their MVP. So you can't dismiss that. And I think most people would still consider Baltimore the favorite to win the division. So now you're looking at a wild card. But there's an extra spot to be had.
That's
you
right.
have seven playoff spots, and I think you can say that Pittsburgh should be one of those seven teams.
Right.
And then it's a matter of where you're seated.
Ben Roethlisberger
and
in a one-game season at the end of the year? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like their chances. Yeah.
So I will say true as well, provided that team stays healthy and Roethlisberger looks like the old Roethlisberger.
Right.
True-false number two, Steve. Amy Trask had the best shade for the Kemba Sivirand situation. As we know, he's the undrafted rookie who tried to sneak a woman into the Seahawks team hotel.
Dressed like a player.
And after it was discovered, he was promptly cut. Now, Amy Trask said, well, if she would have dressed as Marshawn Lynch and stood on a marker that said 1 yard line, they would have ignored her.
Whoa. Listen, all truth
obviously
be told,
referencing.
Truth
for those
be told, Amy Trask and I are very well acquainted. She's a wonderful lady. She worked for CBS Sports when I was there. She was a former executive for the Raiders, so she's got
under
no
Al
love,
Davis. Yeah,
she's got no love lost for the Seahawks. But
yeah, the old AFC West rivals now
that's
in
a
the
bit
NFC.
Of bazinga! They're referring obviously to the Super Bowl when Marshawn Lynch marches the
team down
Seahawks
the field
down
to beat
the field
the Patriots
to beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl, and
they're on the 1 yard line
and. They tell Russell Wilson to throw a slant. Instead of just handing him the ball again, they throw a slant route, picked off, game over, Patriots win. So she said, well, if he'd addressed like they ignored – her point is they ignored Marshawn Lynch on the 1 yard line, and it cost him a Super Bowl.
Yeah. It cost Sivirand his job.
Good, it's a very good burn by Amy.
So is that the best
she's,
one?
She's, by the
true?
Way, a very good Twitter follower if you're into that kind of thing. I would say –
best burn?
It's the best one I heard.
It's the best one I saw, too. Yeah, true all the way
I think
for me.
So, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, that was a good one.
All right, last one on NFL True False. The Saints' soft bubble could be the model for a hard bubble if the NFL makes it to the playoffs. So basically what they've done is they've put their entire team in a bubble-like atmosphere in a hotel in the French Quarter, which may not be the best place to do that. They're in the Lowe's Hotel in downtown New Orleans, and it's for the team only on four floors during camp in an effort to keep them kind of quarantined and bubbled up.
It is voluntary bubble. So Drew Brees and Cameron, their defender, I can't remember, they're not in it.
Cameron Jordan.
Cameron Jordan is not in the bubble. They're not in the bubble. So the players can opt out if they're local guys and they want to stay. They don't have to. So it's not an airtight bubble.
Yeah, they got more than two-thirds of the players on the roster in there.
More than two-thirds of the players, which is, 50 guys probably. 60 guys.
60 guys.
60 guys. So it's a good idea. And it could be you would kind of think that as the playoffs start to get nearer and nearer, that the league would start to say, hey, listen, you know, and teams would do it themselves. You can imagine, you get to this point, you've been living at home and coming to the stadium and going to your – you get those last couple of weeks when the pressure's really on, and the teams might say, guys, we're gonna huddle up at the hotel here. And you can see the Bills going down to the Harbor Center, and holing up in the Westin down there for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
and bussing back and forth between there and Orchard Park, staying together, keeping the bubble tight, and going to the playoffs like that. But I don't know that. Yeah, I mean, it could happen. I could see that.
All right, so you're going true on that.
I might say true, yeah.
Yeah.
But they're not going to go like that way of NHL or NBA where all the playoff teams end up in one city.
Yeah, well, yeah, I understand, though, what Coach Payton's trying to do here. He's trying to reduce the variables as much as possible.
Sure.
And it is a more controlled environment than sending 60 guys home. It's a more controlled environment.
And the guys that aren't going home, that are going home are like,
locking it down.
They're veterans who have got a lot on the line. Yeah,
and we should point out at this point in time, yes, Sean Payton was one of the three NFL coaches who contracted COVID, albeit back in the spring is when Payton went through it. But the Saints to this point have only had two positives, and they both proved to be false positives for COVID. So they've been squeaky clean, knock on wood, to this point for them. So at this point, it's working. So I think the NFL does take a look at this, and I think it could happen for the postseason. Absolutely, yeah. Because if you get that far, the one thing you don't want derailed are your playoff games, because that's where you're pulling in the most revenue from the television networks.
Right.
You don't want that to go sideways if you manage to get through a 16-game season. So, yeah, I could see them taking the additional step and bubbling them up. So
and I
will say true also.
Do you think it will come – you know, the player – I just said, like, you could see the Bills saying, hey, guys, all right, here for the last couple of weeks, we're going to go sequester and all that. Do you think the league says, hey, playoff teams, last couple of weeks of the regular season, they said if you're in the playoffs, you got to plan up for getting bubbled up for the playoffs?
Yeah, and there's a very good chance you still don't have fans in the stands at that point. So if there are no fans in the stands, why not set up a couple of bubbles for the AFC and the NFC, and here, let's go. Let's make it happen.
Yeah, maybe, maybe.
You know, you might be able to do it in cities that have more than one stadium. You know, and I'm trying to think off the top of my head who has that, and I don't know that many do, because the New York teams play in the same stadium. But
I don't know.
But yeah. it's something to think about, and I think the NFL will consider it, so I say true, too. All right, that's NFL Truth False, brought to you by Yancey's Fancy, New York's Artisan Cheese. One more break before we get to what we have learned from today's show. That's coming up next here on One Bills Live, presented by Kaleida Health. This is Buffalo Bills Radio. Getting slappy on a Friday here as we're closing up the show with what have we learned from today's show, presented by Skyworks, the official construction equipment rental company of the Buffalo Bills. And we had a little fun at the bottom of the first hour where Steve guessed Tasker's teammate on clue number 3. Cue him up.
Come on. I got it. I know who it is. Got hurt in the Houston game. I can't remember his name now. He was a first-round draft pick, good player, really good player, and got, unfortunately, had spinal stenosis, had to quit playing because an injury brought it to light. He was paralyzed for a minute and had to quit. Burrows.
Derek Burrows.
Derek Burrows.
You are correct,
Derek
Steve.
Burrows.
Well done.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
I'm doing great now. How are you doing?
I wouldn't have never guessed in a million years, considering the time we have not talked or spoken, you would have ever guessed. That makes me feel good.
Yeah, you made him feel good by guessing him there. That's always got to feel good when a teammate from 30-some-odd years ago.
I'll tell you what, I got a ton of stories, a million stories, and I don't have time to tell, but he was one of the guys, we were in Cleveland, he got into a fight, and we all apologized to him because he was at the bottom of the pile. We didn't know he was there. So on Monday, we go, oh, bro, I am so sorry we left you hanging like that. So Derek Burrows, great player, great Buffalo Bill. Unfortunate end to his career, but he was a great player, great teammate.
Good
glad
weeks
we had
of
him on.
Shows. More for you next week, including a look at practice. Padded, Chris Brown, Steve Tasker, One Bills Live. Thanks for watching. We'll see you on Monday.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.